Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the acca you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
Sometimes I think big teams overlook the importance of having a top keeper, and there is a difference with having a top keeper than a very, very good keeper.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It's semi-finals day on day 19 of the 2026 World Darts Championship after we saw 8 become 4 yesterday. First off, Ryan Searle, he got the better of Johnny Clayton, beating him 5-2, racing into a 3-0 lead, which made it 17 consecutive sets for heavy metal on the biggest stage. I said Clayton's average would have to improve, and that it did, but his doubles, they went the other way, and they were the bane of his life yesterday, and that was really the difference between the two. Searle dropped off in the last couple of sets, which he won't be afforded the opportunity to do when he faces Luke Littler tonight. Luke Littler, he was the first game of the evening session yesterday, and he beat Christopher Rutaisky 5-0. That's pretty much what we all expected, although maybe we would have thought Rutaisky could nick a set or possibly two. He did craft the opportunities to win that set or two, but he just couldn't get over the line, and his doubles really let him down. Luke Littler, though, he said that he wasn't too impressed and that things didn't feel too great up on the stage. The crowd didn't cause him any issues. A couple of kind of sarcastic boos at the start quickly became chants of there's only one Luke Littler. Reminiscent of Michael Van Gerwen back in the day when he was breaking all sorts of records and he'd come out and talk and say he wasn't all that happy. That's what it was. He averaged over 100 and his doubles were up in the 50%, I believe. So pretty good from Littler, who's going to face Searle, of course, in the next round. Our other semi-final, well, that's going to be between Gary Anderson, first off, who beat Justin Hood 5-2. Anderson, to be honest, just a much better player throughout. The game was at 2-2, and credit to Justin Hood for hanging in there, but it just felt like a matter of time before Anderson was going to run away with it, and run away with it he did, winning 5 of the last 6 legs without missing a double, similar to Hood's form against Rock. Some excellent checkouts in there, a 72 in 2 darts on double 12, a 98 in 2 darts on double 19, he had a 161 on the ball, he had a 127 on double 10, just some excellent finishing coupled with some heavy scoring that Hood really on his debut just couldn't deal with, but a truly remarkable run from him, and I really hope we do see more of him over the next couple of months and years, because he truly is one of the fan favourites. Anderson, though, he's going to face Jan Van Veen. Jan Van Veen beat Luke Humphreys 5-1. I touted that as one of the games of the day, if not the game of the day, and to be fair, maybe it was due to the quality, but Jan Van Veen absolutely romped home, winning 5-1. Humphreys' body language was a little bit off. Not really sure what was going on there. He was probably the better player over the course of the first 3 sets, but Van Veen found himself 2-1 up, and he really didn't look back from there when he got that bit of daylight at 3-1. As much as Anderson ran home, Van Veen did the same, and his scoring was pretty relentless, and some uncharacteristically bad doubles from Humphreys really was the difference between the two. He's up to world number 3 now, dislodging Michael Van Gerwen as a Dutch number 1 for the first time since, I believe, 2012, which is incredible stat in itself. Semi-finals over the last couple of years haven't been great. I'm pretty sure all of them have finished 6-0, 6-1 or 6-2. So hopefully that's not the case tonight. I mean, there's definitely a world where that happens between Littler and Searle, but Van Veen and Anderson promises to offer a little bit more than that. So I'll be back tomorrow to recap these games, look ahead to the final, on what will be the final day of action at the Alexandra Palace.
Football on Off The Ball.
Sometimes I think big teams overlook the importance of having a top keeper, and there is a difference with having a top keeper than a very, very good keeper.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball's Gerard Gilroy here. Now, before you dive into this podcast, let me tell you that William Hill have decided racing needed a bit of a shake-up. So they brought in the new Racing Bet Builder. It lets you combine multiple picks from the same race into one personalised bet. Basically, more options, more control, and fewer excuses if your mate's bet beats yours. Pick top 3 finishes, go head-to-head, or call exact positions all in a single bet. It's racing from a new angle, and it's live now with William Hill. Get the app, start building your bet today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.